just to follow that way of life.
The observing of the five precepts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Because people might,
by one's own intention.
By one's own intention.
One's own will. To see the value or to have intention to abstain.
And do you mean during daily life? Or because people would sometimes have a ceremony, maybe at a monastery, vowing to take the five precepts.
Can we call that? That is only saying.
Yes.
Some people don't mean that at all.
No, but some people might mean it. That could be samadhana.
That is only jetana virati.
Yes.
But when it's virati jetasika, which is not jetana jetasika,
yes,
it's the moment of abstaining.
Yes. Okay.
When time comes.
Yes. From the old age.
Yeah. This is for Zach, please.
Zach, this is for you.
He's fine at the moment.
Better?
He's fine.
It's black one. It's okay?
I know some people would have difficulty with the Buddha. In fact, the Buddha left his son when the son was seven, because I think you thought that bad, Gwyneth?
Yes, it is.
The fact that the Buddha left his son.
Yeah, it sounds or it seems like that. People think like that. But when we think of how to save people, and people are like son, your own son. See? If you can leave your only one son in order to save sons. Because one can consider the others as son or daughter too when we have loving kindness towards them.
Yeah, so I don't think I'd be very impressed if Alan left me and gave
us
an excuse.
Because we don't have such accumulation like Buddha. No one can do that.
No.
But for that particular one who had intention to save people from sufferings and ignorance, see, he tried in all different ways to develop his own kusala, wholesome, healthy realities, to be able to do such and such and such and such, that I don't think that people can follow him. Only those who have intention to develop right understanding to become the other Buddha.
And what about how they pick little children as the next the Dalai Lama?
That's in Tibetan Buddhism.
It's the only belief, not understanding the reality. Because I think that it's very useful to understand the reality, even we cannot follow it quickly or too high. But the development of understanding can give us some level of seeing the truths of life. For example, we have to be born and die for sure. And while we still alive, we want everything which is nice to us, but we cannot get everything. So if we learn to understand the moment of seeing how it's conditioned, the moment of hearing how it's conditioned, because we usually think in terms of situation or the whole event, but actually if we reduce into just a very tiny and very fast split seconds moment, we can understand the conditionality, the conditions of each moment. We know that there is no one who can control, but everything is there by conditions. From moment to moment, each moment passes. Why? Because it's the nature of reality. Nothing that arises can not fall away. It has to pass away very quickly, very fast too. So we learn to understand what would happen so that we can cope or understand whatever comes. Because the moment of pleasant or enjoyment is very short, the other moment is indifferent feeling again. Even feeling changes from moment to moment, unknowingly. For example, at moment of seeing itself cannot accompanied by pleasant feeling at all, because it just sees, it doesn't know what is seen yet. You don't know what is, where is sat, because there is visible object appearing at that very moment, and later there's the idea of the shape and thought all day. So one lives in one's own thoughts by having some moments of seeing, some other moments of hearing, and then condition the whole story and think about everything in one's life. So real and so true, when reality is just in a moment like a flash and then pass away all the time. Like now, we talk about the story, but reality slips away all the time. Like Jack, his voice, see?
Gone.
Yeah. No one can stop the true nature of realities or change the passing, the arising and passing away.
That's a reality, then.
Certainly. We cannot deny it, because reality is reality, no matter we cling or we don't cling, or we understand or we don't. But reality is reality. For example, you cannot change visible object, which is seen whenever it contacts the eye sense. Only then that it can appear to bring about more and more story of whatever is seen. It seems like one begins to understand the moment when there is nothing yet, and then there is something, and then the thinking, and at the moment of hearing, and then at the moment of thinking, and combine them together as the whole life and whole world. Just understand. You don't have to be detached. Just understand.
Because one of the Buddha's chief disciples, she had Sotapanna, and then she had seven children.
Certainly.
There was that Va. Begins with the V. I've forgotten that.
Visakha. The foremost of Dana.
Foremost of Dana. And yes. she grieved when her children died.
She cried and went to see Buddha. And Buddha asked her about how many times she cried, not only in this life, many, many lives before and many, many lives ahead.
The our parents have many duties towards children. Do we have religious duties as well? Should we have religious duties?
Nobody can eliminate or eradicate attachment at all by will or by not understanding. But there are many wholesome realities that we can develop, like loving kindness, because when there is just attachment, it will bring you sorrow one day. When sad is not what the way you like, but if you are kind and you help him, sometimes with attachment and sometimes with loving kindness, pure kindness, then you can see the difference. Because when everyone is kind, it cannot bring about sorrow at all. But when one is attached, it can bring unpleasant feeling when you cannot get what you like. And when you are kind, you will be more kind each time, each day. It's accumulated.
I remember reading somewhere about the Buddha when he, before he was Buddha, he left home, renounced home. And he sent a message to his parents, to the king, that he would be back, that he would be back to the town, but he never sent any message to his wife. And he didn't say, didn't give any explanation, but he just, I just read it and I think, well, why didn't he say anything to his wife? Because it was via a messenger had come to see, to pursue him.
He knew better than all that what would be suitable to do. He also penetrated his wife idea and thinking and feeling.
This was before he became Buddha.
After he had become Buddha. This is before.
This was he renounced home.
I see.
And when he went away from home.
Yeah.
And then
a message was sent back.
Oops, 'cause that.
Yes, what happened was, as I understand it, a messenger was sent out to sort of follow him by the king.
I think that when he sent to his parents,
yes.
It also...
For his wife.
Yeah, for his wife and family.
But maybe, I thought maybe it meant that he was renouncing the world completely,
mm-hmm.
and that he knew that he would have no more.
Or he would think that if she would be more
attached,
attached
or expected.
And
his attachment causes him sorrow now.
Well, that's right. Still, he wants something, he can't get it, so he tries. So,
but he's sorrowful.
Well, he gets over it very quickly.
Like us, like everyone, like everyone. We think that we live quite a long moment, but in reality, it's very, very short moments.
What is life?
Life is so short. It stays only in a moment. It exists only in a moment, only from moment to moment. When there is no moment for experiencing, there is no life.
I think as long as he has some kind of moral framework, it doesn't really matter where it comes from. As long as he understands what's right and what's wrong, it's good and it's bad.
And if we understand more, it's better?
It's better, yeah.
Yeah.
If we talk about the conditions for Panya at a moment,
mm-hmm.
I mean, one condition is the accumulation of understanding previous moments.
And thinking over it.
And considering.
Yeah, and considering.
But there must be many other conditions, such as the object, for example. The
wise attention. Object is object.
Does the object condition realities by object condition? Is it a...
What do you mean by object? The rupa or what?
Yeah, say rupa.
The rupa does not know anything at all.
No, but when rupa arises, it conditions. Does it condition...
Because
for example, if visible object arises,
yeah.
Does it condition seeing to arise? Or is one condition for seeing to arise?
Yes.
Would that be right to say
yes.
that?
Yes.
Or for example, if pleasant feeling arises, is that a condition for attachment to arise?
The rupa cannot experience anything at all,
no.
And the nama can experience. So it can experience rupa and nama.
Yes.
As long as there is rupa to be experienced by nama, nama
yes.
is attached to rupa, which is experienced by ignorance.
Uh-huh. I was thinking of what...
That's why there is attachment to rupa all the time.
Yes.
Because of the experiencing of rupa.
Yes.
By the nama.
When we talk about, when realities arise, there is many conditions for the arising of a reality,
uh-huh.
and then it falls away.
Yes.
It's not just one condition. So
yes.
even seeing consciousness has many conditions.
Yeah.
Karma is one condition,
mm-hmm.
but there are many other conditions for
yes.
seeing to arise. So for the conditions for Panya, what are the many conditions, other conditions for Panya?
Hearing, reading, considering,
mm-hmm.
wise attention, wise thinking.
People, for example, people attain different levels of enlightenment, the Arahata, the Sotapanna. So does the accumulation of good qualities affect Panya at that moment or not?
I think that Panya is the faculty, the chief, because there can be many different wholesome deeds.
Yes.
But without Panya, it cannot do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Dana cannot eradicate defilements.
No.
Yeah. So when Panya is there,
yeah.
it conditions more and more kusala moments.
Mm-hmm.
By having no wrong view anymore first.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people have the idea that if you have
Panya.
If you have concentration or very good concentration through meditation, through samadhi, that somehow that's going to help Panya, and that's not right.
Because concentration is the faculty of focusing or concentrating on the object.
Yes.
It cannot do anything.
No.
It arises each time when citta arises.
But it is if somebody who, say if we take an example of somebody who has actually developed jhana, maybe there aren't any today.
No.
Would, because of concentration is a factor of the Eightfold Path. So his concentration is very highly developed for samadha.
Yeah.
But not for vipassana.
No. Not at
all. Is it not help not vipassana
in
any way?
Not at all. Not at all. Because vipassana is the moment when panya develops fully to penetrate the
yes.
true nature of realities.
Mm-hmm.
Like this moment, exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So what to do with samatha or jhana?
Nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what is so panya? So panya is the condition for the right concentration at that moment. At the moment. Because at the moment of panya, there must be the right concentration.
Yes.
So what is the condition for right concentration?
Right understanding.
Right understanding. Yeah.
Otherwise, it cannot be right concentration without right understanding.
Yes. Because again, at that moment, there'll be many chitta seekers performing their function.
And each one is considered as right path when there is right understanding only
mm-hmm.
of the Eightfold Path too, or Fivefold in the beginning.
The Tipitaka is classified. We read about many different classifications: Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, Seven Factors of Enlightenment. Is that the same with all Buddhas, or not necessarily?
What do you mean?
Because the different Buddhas did explain the Tipitaka in different ways.
But who can misinterpret them with reality?
Mm.
When there's right understanding
no
of reality, see? So it depends on right understanding of reality, which
yeah.
can understand what Buddha meant.
Mm. No, I'm just thinking instead of the Four Noble Truths, they would also explain the Four Noble Truths as the Four Noble Truths.
But can that be the Four Noble Truths with the wrong understanding?
No.
Noble
no.
Truth has to be Noble Truth in itself.
When it's, we call it noble truth.
For the noble one. The noble, not by rank, but by wisdom.
Because we all have an understanding of what suffering is. But it's not noble truth of suffering. So what the noble truth of suffering is the arising and falling away. Is the impermanence
mm-hmm.
of reality.
Yeah.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
which contains
right.
all. For the wise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because everyone agrees that each moment cannot stay, arising and passing away. But just words, what about the moment of experiencing that? That has to be the wise moment enough
mm-hmm.
to experience.
Very wise, because it's
very,
so very short.
Very
short.
Yeah.
Very
mm-hmm.
short.
Yeah.
You said everything changes, but is there anything which doesn't change? What doesn't change? Life changes all the time.
Nibbana does not arise and fall away. Whatever arises falls away. So it changes by arising and falling.
Dharma, the truth of the Dharma doesn't change.
The reality.
Mm-hmm. The truth of realities doesn't change.
That is Paramattha Dharma. Because it's not easy at all to penetrate the reality which arises and falls away in split seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, rupa is rupa and the experiencing is citta and jetasika. That is what in the book says.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to experience the difference between the citta and jetasika,
that has to come first before the arising
it depends. It depends because the citta is not jetasika.
No.
But it depends on awareness which is aware and develops understanding of the difference. Not by name, but by their characteristics. For example, citta cannot remember, cannot intend,
mm-hmm.
cannot perform any function of any jetasika.
Mm-hmm.
It is that faculty, the chief of experiencing only. So whenever it appears to the developed right understanding, there is nothing mixed in it.
Yes.
Vipatthana, and citta nupassana is vipatthana.
because there's, they are just clearly, realities by themselves.
And we come across the three rounds of the Four Noble Truths. Do you remember that? The Satyayana, the Kittayana, and the Katayana. The Satyayana is the yana of the truth of reality, of the truth of the development, of the truth of the Noble Truth. So it has to go along with the development from before the beginning of awareness and go along when there is awareness until the end, because it has to be more firm, firmer and firmer, to be sure and sure and surer about realities. To understand that it takes time to develop and to know that reality appears now, but ignorance cannot understand reality. That's why the development of Panya begins to see, to understand reality which appears as it is. Even it's so little at the time, but it's there, accumulated from moment to moment. So it's not easy to help anyone who is not interested or to want to get the pleasant feeling or happiness in life only.
No, it's very difficult. It can't be forced. And even the Buddha couldn't force people to do that. It does seem remarkable though when I think of how the teachings were founded to be so successful, and you can see around me how difficult it is for people to, certainly around me, to understand it, how it was a considerable achievement. But I think that that India was probably a very different place.
I think that it depends on the accumulation of different people who lives in different countries. If they have accumulations, they have opportunity or conditions to hear, to consider, to develop more.
So somebody was saying to me, that one of the journalists, that people are interested in Buddhism today, the third world countries are interested in Buddhism today because they suffer quite hardship and that there's a lot of suffering. But I said to him that in actual fact at the time of the Buddha, India was very prosperous, that it was quite... that it wasn't, and the people who were interested were not.
You think in terms of conventional term, samuti satya.
Yes.
We don't think of the accumulation. Because in Buddha's time, in Tipitaka, there is a person who's a leper.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Beggar.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still,
they can.
By karma, he got that. But by accumulation, he could attain enlightenment.
Yes. So I think the answer then is that it's got no bearing on where it's it's a matter of the person's individual accumulation, nothing to do with the country at all.
So it's not the matter of the rich or the poor, it's the matter of whether the person has accumulated that understanding of what degree, low degree or high degree.
Do you think it would be right to say that the Buddha is only born at a time of a place of prosperity in order for the teachings to flourish?
I think that that is the reason too, because if it's not right time, right place, right situation, his teachings might be useless.
Yeah. And in Tipitaka itself, I think that it's written that he said that his teaching is dependent on lay people, but not only lay people, he said wealthy lay people.
To propagate the teaching
it's part of it.
It's a condition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if there's no money, it can't build up.
What is the outer condition? The inner condition is one's own accumulation.
Yes. Yeah, for the development of understanding.
Because the outer condition cannot just force, but it can be a condition for
children, even someone who isn't interested, I mean, Zach now hears mm-hmm. the Dharma. He can't understand the Dharma, but his hearing is Vipaka,
mm-hmm.
which is conditioned.
Yeah.
Is that conditioned by accumulation?
By his own accumulation, for sure. But whether he or not he is interested, it's by his accumulation.
Yet his accumulation can condition him to hear the Dharma too.
Upanisaya, Pachaya. The, what is called?
Decisive support.
Decisive support?
Upanisaya, I think so.
Yeah, Upanisaya. Because there are several Dharmas, but
yeah.
whenever what karma would produce itself, there is Pachaya, Upanisaya Pachaya. Because of the decisive support at that moment, it's right to produce yourself, not only by karma, because there are several karmas. So it depends also on the decisive support conditions.
So to clarify that, if somebody hears the Dharma, then there must be a reason for that. The reason is their own karma. Yes.
But the accumulation is whether or not he is interested.
Yes. But the hearing itself, that vipaka,
is conditioned by karma.
Is conditioned by karma. Is that karma which causes that necessarily karma to do with the teachings in the past? The fact that I hear the Dharma
mm-hmm.
a lot,
mm-hmm.
that is caused perhaps because in the past
mm-hmm.
I have done deeds to do mm-hmm. with the hearing of the Dharma?
Certainly. Concerning the understanding of Dharma.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Can we say that of anybody who hears the Dharma or not?
It should. If he
like
is
that?
Interested, yeah.
If he's interested.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't say that now for Zach because he's
yeah.
just here.
Yeah. Maybe he is very interested.
I think he's interested.
Yeah, no.
He's interested in playing with the tape.
But deeply in his mind, we don't know the seed there, which is accumulated from moment to moment. To produce itself now or later, we don't know.
I remember a story in the Tipitaka where there was the Buddha was giving a sermon and there was a frog listening to
yeah,
the Buddha
yeah.
and somebody sat on him or something,
yeah.
killed him. But at the moment he was... he had some kind of respect for the Buddha, the frog, when
yeah.
he was sat there.
Yeah.
And then
somebody...
He died,
yeah.
but he was reborn in Tusita. And then
yeah.
he listened to
yeah.
the sermon and became
yeah.
enlightened.
Yeah. Because you see that we don't know about the previous accumulation of having confidence in even sound of wisdom. Like the Buddha's voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when he heard that voice very special with kindness and things like that, with his previous accumulation of having confidence...
Yes, I
understand. At that moment, kusala citta can arise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the moment means before death, we cannot know at all what karma will produce
no.
result for the rebirth for the birth consciousness. I think that now we change from rebirth into birth consciousness. Is that right?
Yes, rebirth, birth.
Anyone? Just samuti, conventional.
No, it was interesting what you said about the voice, because through the voice you can tell a lot that
or
whether it's taught
confidence,
yes, confidence
yeah.
of somebody,
yeah, kindness,
yes,
yeah.
and wisdom, the way,
yeah.
and also the appearance of even though you don't understand what's being said,
because
the way somebody
you see,
expresses.
You see that this voice or the sound is only a condition for hearing, and the karma, one karma which will produce rebirth. Consciousness
yes.
can be kusala,
yes.
kamma.
Yes.
So by having such voice
yes.
as aramana, he was reborn, but by one
kamma.
Person kamma.
Yes. Do you now still read Tipitaka, or do you mostly edit tapes, or
yes,
but you still read?
Yes. My tapes is not finished yet.
Mm-hmm.
So and. Take most of my time.
Read new material all the time, or would you say that you also like to read material that you've read before?
I don't mind. I don't mind. Because now I don't have much time, so while editing my tapes, I listen to many from verses from Tipitaka.
Mm-hmm.
And it's depending on awareness, because one should think about having this or that. But when one has accumulated conditions for awareness, and whenever it arises, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not minding whether it's from here or there. Hmm?
Yes.
What part of Tipitaka?
Yes. I'm just going to ask the question, sir. So, and what were you talking about with the...
The man?
Yes.
He just talked about the temple.
Yes.
And the activities.
Did you have Dharma talk with him at all? No.
He just knew that everything is okay, everyone is all right, every teaching is the same.
Because I remember coming here a long time ago, and he taught he had an Abhidharma class, and he taught the details of the Abhidharma.
This one?
Yes, this one here. Yeah.
What's his name?
I cannot remember. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember. But he, yes, it was for several weeks, and it was a very difficult because it was just lists. He didn't really apply it to this moment. But I remember also when I first came here, that he told me to slow down my walking and concentrate, and it was like the whole of the Abhidharma was lost. Then, but he knew a lot about the details.
You see that just reading Abhidharma is not helpful if one does not really understand the meaning of it. For example, the very simple word like Dhamma, it's just that. Anyone who understands Dhamma can penetrate through the reality which is Dhamma, no self, at that very moment by the previous accumulation. But for those who just begin to listen, it's only the word which shows that everything is Dhamma, but what is everything? For example, this moment, so many, many realities arise and fall away in split seconds. So there is no need to try to do anything at all but developing understanding of reality. Because reality appears, and some people might listen or read about realities. But that is only the understanding of the story of realities. But the actual reality is now arising, falling away, performing the functions of realities. That's why there can be more and more understanding of one, of the words that one has listened or read for several years, but more and more understanding.
So how do we progress then? Because
the progress is the understanding of reality of this moment. See?
Yes.
While one is reading, it's like the preparation for understanding reality
of this moment,
of this
everything
moment. So one can check one's own understanding of one's own understanding of reality only now.
Mm-hmm.
That is the test. But you see that it's not different from what Buddha taught at all. The realities are realities exactly the same, but it depends on one's own development of understanding, which grows very little to understand and develops. There might not be awareness in the beginning. Don't mind, because there is no condition for right awareness to arise.
Mm-hmm.
But it can arise when there are conditions. Maybe at this moment, a little development of understanding of reality is the path. We don't have to call it or name it or select whether this is what type of jetasika. But the understanding is prepared by reading, considering, to understand this moment, little by little, until reality cannot be hidden anymore. So it grows just very little, but one knows by oneself whether there is some understanding at the moment when there is awareness of reality of this moment.
What can we do on a practical level to ensure that we're not forgetful?
No question of what will we do, what can we do, because it's just exactly the development of understanding only. Nothing to do. For example, who can do anything at this moment of seeing but developing understanding that it's an element which is the faculty of what we call it or what Buddha taught as citta. That faculty of experiencing, just experiencing. When it appears, there is no combination of cetasika appearing together. Because at that moment, one reality appears. This is the distinction of understanding the difference between citta and cetasika. Because when pain appears, no faculty of experiencing anything, just pain. So one knows that this is different from that faculty of experiencing an object, which appears, which is heard. That's all. Just experiencing. Nothing to do with memory or cetana or other cetasikas. But it's so great because without it, no other element like cetasikas can arise. They are separated. Because by the indriya, the 22 indriya.
Buddha, sorry, the 22
indriya. You remember?
Yeah.
The dominance. I don't know if the
dominance faculty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manimsi, manindriya is citta. Any type of citta.
Yes.
But the other indriya can be rupa anama. And by understanding that there is no self, no being at all at this very moment, because one citta arises just at a time, only one at a time. So, because citta is the faculty of experiencing, and we were born in the plane of five khandhas, the rupa khanda as well, so usually citta experiences rupa. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body. So we can see that indriya of eyesight. See? Because now you may, or anyone can think that I'm standing. That is thinking, no reality appearing at all except visible object and seeing. So the eyesight is an indriya. Because without it, visible object cannot appear. See, we don't have to think about lungs and arms or blood or hearts or anything at all because that is only thinking. While there is nothing, because rupa arises in falls away in split seconds as well. So fast that whatever does not appear arises and falls away instantly by conditions. That's why when we classify the 28 rupas, only five are the inner rupas. Because it has to do with the mind all the time, to condition seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Yes. Just five of those.
Just five. But the other rupas, see, no connection. Perform its function by being cool or hard, by conditions, that's all.
So the hardness of my body or the hardness of something exactly the same.
That's why in Tipitaka, Buddha asked the monks about the grass in Chetavan. When they were, when someone burned the grass, no feeling. Exactly the same because the rupa cannot feel anything at all. No matter here or there.
Yes.
And it depends on what group, what kalapa, which is condition. by karma. Karma produces all the time, unknown.
Yes, yeah. So the heat is produced by different conditions, we can say
There are four conditions for samudana. Karma is one, citta is one, utu is one, ahara is one. By developing understanding and considering, one can see that it exists only in a moment, that is life.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding what is meant by the inner rupa, because it connects, it has connection with citta all the time, while the other rupa, anything to do, just it's that they are there by conditions.
What about heat though? That's produced by karma.
The eight rupas, the indivisible rupa, eight indivisible avinipoka rupa, heat is temperature. They show tato.
Pressure.
No, heat.
Heat.
Temperature.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, temperature.
Yes.
It's there. It's necessary for the body, but not for seeing, for hearing, for smelling, for tasting, for touching. So it's there, but it's not the inner. Like the one who contacts all the time.
Yes.
In Pali, it uses the term inner, but I don't know how do you use the English word to understand that it has something to do. It helps. It conditions. It the rupa that cannot be that it's important.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's inner. Might not be the right phrase to use.
We classify the rupas into the outward or the inward or the outer or the inner.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Even it's here, but it has nothing to do with the citta, then it's just rupa. For the kaya prasada, the jati prasada, sota prasada. So one can see that life is just this. So what should we concern more, because by understanding each moment is conditioned. No one can do anything, even intention, to understand. Just develop understanding by thinking, considering, reading. Even the first word that we heard about, Abhidhamma, Paramatta Dhamma, or Dhamma, Dhamma is Dhamma. Nama, different from Rupa.
It's so important, as you say, to understand one word, because you can understand the whole of the Abhidhamma.
You can't develop understanding only by staying in a room, in a place.
Yes.
Because that understanding has to grow in order to see that each moment is not self, it's only nama and rupa. No matter in time of happiness or sorrow or thought or worry or anything.
Is there something though special about, say, the forest life, in that a person who lives that life could do so because he has less attachment?
By his accumulation.
By his accumulation.
That he is there by accumulation, not by will or intention to gain something.
Yes. But there was one sutta, is it the Kalona Sutta? I'm not sure of the pronunciation, where the Buddha talks about being freed with the perception of forest. What did he mean?
And what about the other sutta, that those who are in the forest could be like tiger or bear?
For sure,
understanding.
Yes. But I wonder what he meant by that. Why would
he encouraged everyone to attain not just sotapanna but arahata?
Yes.
And for the arahata, no clinging to home, house.
Yes.
Everywhere, everything.
Yes. So can we say that conventionally we talk about the forest, that there are less conditions there? Because for the arahat, he would be independent of where he was.
Mm. All right. You are speaking to the one who is in the forest or not in the forest. And reality of that moment is citta, cetasika.
Yes.
Will never come back.
Yes.
No matter for the people in the forest or not in the forest. If anyone can understand this very moment, no matter where.
Yes. See? Yes.
otherwise one is led by thought about thinking about.
It's a conventional term for us when we talk forest like
thinking
that.
Thinking about I'll do that, I'll do this, I'll gain that, I'll gain this,
mm-hmm.
no problem. Why not this moment? No matter where you are, mm-hmm. no matter who you are.
It's to be able to answer such questions as why the monks would live the quiet life in the forest.
And then, this rope? Or misled by one's thought that one has attained such and such level, then it's not.
Yes. Because the characteristic of hardness or softness is the same no matter where you are.
You just jump over this moment and think that you'll gain something there.
Oh yes, that's I can understand that.
So, it depends on wherever you are, whoever you are, monk or layman in the forest,
mm-hmm.
wearing yellow robe or white or what.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It depends on level of understanding, on what level of understanding has been developed.
We can understand, though, that different kinds of rupa would condition different kinds of attachment, for example.
Not one's own accumulation for attachment for such and such?
One has accumulation, for sure. Could we say that the rupa also is a condition, different types, or is it one's accumulation?
It does not know anything. It does not want to... To lure?
No, but it is the object of citta.
It is the object of akusala for those who are not arahata.
Yes.
Not anagami.
Was there not a sutta about ways of having less akusala? not
with understanding, but just I.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to do anything when there is no right understanding enough to become detached.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even the, for example, I mean the objects of Samadha meditation, that has to be quite a high level of understanding which can use those objects to condition detachment.
In the old days, when people developed jhana or samatha bhavana, they realized the attachment of the objects, the sensuous objects. But people today just want to have the mind fixed on an object.
Would it be fair? Would it be correct to say that those people in the olden days, they would have to understand the disadvantage of seeing and hearing in the fact that they are followed
certainly,
by attachment?
Yeah,
because people today, they like to go to the theatre, they like to listen to music, and then they want to go in to meditate, which is wrong because they don't understand the disadvantage of attachment.
They are led by lobha for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because no understanding. That's why in the development of no matter sipatthana or samatha, it's only mahakusala, yana sampayutta, which is developing. Samatha in the present, with right understanding. It has to be Mahakusala citta or Kama Ujjayi citta with understanding. Jnana Sampayutta. Without Panya, don't say anything about Samatha in the present. It's only the misleading of reading what one does not consider. And not understand it
with reality. You talked yesterday about somebody who thought they had attained jhana and Sotapatti Magga, citta. Was that, did they understand who it was?
I talk about a Japanese man.
Japanese, uh-huh.
He studied by himself.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yes. And he eats very, very little.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a rich man. And he donates money to students in Sri Lanka and to Thai and students in Thailand and many places because he thinks that for the next generation, to help the next generation is helping the all the ones.
I see.
Yeah, because it can help the world and so on. But you see that he eats very little and he's very rich. In Thailand, he spends about 11 bahts for a meal,
yeah.
5 baht for rice, and 6 baht for the dish which goes with the rice.
Uh-huh.
For himself, and he sleeps very, very little.
Yeah.
He sits all the time, something like that, like
yeah.
he's a monk or more than a monk. But when we took him to lunch,
yeah.
he ate everything like ice cream, chocolate, and tea.
Yeah.
Because he thought that that is the way to reduce lobha.
I see.
But
yeah.
And he knows nothing about realities. He's so surprised that my sister Kunjit knows about the 7 jetasikas.
Yeah.
Well, it's so common about the 7 jetasikas.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, it surprised him. How
yeah.
could she know about just names? See? So he thought that by doing so, he had obtained jhana and sotapatthana.
And does he still have that view now, or he's understood?
He said to the others that Kunsukin is over anatta. over anatta.
And what does he mean by that?
Everything is anatta.
Yeah.
So it's over anatta. Not that I'm over anatta, but my words shows too much about anatta.
I see.
Over much
about anatta.
Over much. Yeah.
Well, not enough for him though, but
he said the some is and some's not.
Yeah.
Something like that, because he can do with intention and things like that. So by understanding more and more of reality, there would be less and less intention and clinging
yeah.
to the result.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the moment of thinking of I will develop vipassana or sati is arising, that is still the slight clinging or sanya of sanya.
Mm-hmm.
That should be known.
Yeah. But even the Sotapanna has still that sort of residual idea of self, but no wrong view. He still has a tendency to think of I or me.
In what sense?
Not without wrong view.
So there can be three of them.
Yeah.
The self by
conceit.
Conceit and by clinging.
Yes.
And by
wrong view.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she cannot have
wrong view.
Yeah. So, I don't know
if
we can move to a
platform. Do you think it's harmful to have too many things, or to own too much?
Thinking of the monks with only 3 pieces of rope and 1 bowl.
Yes. So. It's just attachment in the end, is it? It's just the accumulation of attachment which we want.
I think that it depends on one's accumulation, because if one doesn't use and then has a lot. See? It's useless to just have it without using it. Like several shoes.
Yeah.
And one just use 1 or 2.
Yes. Wasteful. Yeah, just wasteful.
But
everything in London is connected. Do you ever wish you were out, not living in Bangkok, living in more peaceful surroundings?
At the moment, I don't think anything, because I have many things to do in
yes.
Bangkok. Yeah.
And what plans have you got dharma-wise from now? Are you planning any?
Never finished. Lots of things coming in all the time while
yes.
I am doing this, the other thing comes in, editing
yes.
some books and some Christmas things, going here and there.
Yes.
Usually I don't think and I don't plan. I just know that what I'm doing, like editing the tape and printing some article, my
yes.
tapes from the tapes, yeah. Was in Thailand. The jetasika, which I talk about so very detailed.
Yes.
So I'm not sure whether Kunina had that one in English already, so that she can add it up with the first copy she wrote about Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. But I think that's a very valuable to have, that Chetasika. Because otherwise the Tipitaka is quite hard to access, I think. It's not common, whereas that's easier to read, maybe, for Westerners.
To open the gate.
Yes.
To reality. Because people can understand different characteristics of Chetasika.
Yes.
But they cannot really understand that faculty of experiencing the citta.
Yes.
Because without Chetasikas, and it does not appear yet, nobody can really penetrate that faculty of being the dominant of experiencing an object.
Without knowing Chetasikas first, you cannot know the faculty which is dominant in experiencing.
I think that it depends on one's understanding, because we can use the word Chetasika instead of lobha, dosa, moha, or anger and attachment, because people can understand those characteristics like attachment and aversion.
Yes.
So we just change from that into the word jetasika.
Yes,
that's why they can understand.
Yes.
But the reality of the nama must go together.
Yes. It seems harder to... It seems easier to understand Chetasika such as aversion or feeling than the reality which sees, seeing.
Mm-hmm. But without it, how can there be that quality of being, having aversion or attachment?
Yes, because it's dependent on seeing or hearing.
That's why in order to really become detached from the idea of self and the clinging to that idea, it has to be very keen Panya, to really understand what one has learned, read, considered, because it's exactly the same. So one develops understanding. At moment of seeing, moment of touching, moment of thinking, or other moment as well, when nothing appears but it's there, that faculty of experiencing.
Because at the moment then of right understanding of seeing, it's dark. Is that right? Because it's not visible object, it's the light object.
When we talk about the reality of citta,
yes,
there's no light, even citta itself.
Even the citta which sees must be dark, yeah, because it's not visible object, isn't
right,
the object.
Right. Separated from that which appears, that which appears.
Separated from that which appears.
It's there, the experiencing. No color, nothing.
No color.
Yeah.
By the time Panya has got to that level, it's not just one reality which appears, it's a process.
We don't have to count at all, because whatever appears, appears to Panya of that degree, which cannot be just one characteristic, impossible.
So it performs its function, but it doesn't appear because of ignorance.
No awareness. No understanding. So there is always the world of thought all the time, every moment of seeing, after a moment of hearing. So people seem to be real, no change, last for a long time. But it's just in a moment. Then thinking, one lives in one's own thoughts all the time, having this and that friend and music and everything. So how can one stop the arising and falling away of realities? Just develop understanding only. understanding is the moment of living in the world of Paramattha Dhamma. Without understanding is the world of conventional
truth.
Yes.
I seem to notice more now how people age. When I was young, I never noticed, but now you notice particular people on the TV. You haven't seen them for 4 or 5 years, and they've aged. People get old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too common for everyone that they don't think at all. All right, old. All right, die. All right, born. See?
Yeah.
Just live. But what about living without any understanding at all? From life to life, not just one life, from many, many lives before. So what one can take away with citta is right understanding all the kusala and akusala karma and kusala cetasika or akusala cetasika. Like yesterday when we asked Gwen about sex, eyes.
His eyes?
Belong to her or not.
Yes, she's very, very... she would be devastated if anything happened to Zach. She would... Yeah.
When it touched Zach itself,
yeah.
Softness.
Yeah.
See? So one, by understanding, one can have metta instead of lobha. And metta cannot harm anyone at all.
Sorry, metta cannot?
Metta cannot harm anyone at all. It does not hurt oneself and the others.
No.
When it's metta.
Yes.
So metta is much better than attachment.
Can you think of ways that attachment to another person can harm that person? I mean...
When one loses that person, and when that person change or whatever.
Not the way you want them to be.
Yeah. Attachment performs its function. You don't have to worry about it. It can find other object for attachment instantly. Like the people who buy something, as soon as they have it, they'd like to have a different one.
Yes. The sutta, I remember the sutta about even if a king had a mountain of gold,
yeah.
It wouldn't be enough
yeah.
to satisfy desire.
Yeah.
It would always be moving on to another object.
And any object can be object of desire except the Lokuttara Dhamma.
And why is that?
Because desire cannot be attached to it. It cannot experience, it cannot have those Lokuttara Dhamma, the 9 Lokuttara Dhammas.
It cannot be attached. It's by experiencing Nibbana that attachment is eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the only one object which can detach, which can eradicate attachment.
So... there is no way other to get rid of attachment other than Nibbana. That's the only reality.
Attaining, experiencing Nibbana. But before that, there must be the understanding of reality which appears in order to be used to these characteristics as not self.
Mm-hmm. The accumulation for attachment, though, can be lessened by developing understanding.
But not soon. Little by little, and when it's not completely eradicated, it has to grow sometimes too.
How would a person feel after he had attained enlightenment?
Pardon?
How would somebody feel after they had attained enlightenment?
No more attachment to wrong view.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about realities. That's all. For the first stage.
Yeah. The Tipitaka talks about various stages of reviewing knowledge.
So people would review, a person would review his attainment, and
I don't know whether they use that term correctly about feeling. It should be right understanding or wisdom, different stages of wisdom, rather than just feeling. Because people can feel tired of the way the world is.
Yes.
But that is not right understanding.
No. But after the attainment of enlightenment, when they say reviewing knowledge arises, is that again just panya?
It is the Sotapanna and Satakami and Anakami. It's not Mahakriya Citta. It is Mahakusan with panya.
With panya.
Yes, it has to be with panya. When a person says that he regrets not having sati, it shows the attachment to sati, loka for sati. What about this moment, instead of regretting? See? So it's so common to have satis for some time and not no sati sometimes. It depends on conditions. Because akusala brings unhappy, uncontented moments. But kusala never be like that. It's contented. No worry about.
If a person has lots of attachment but he gets what he wants, he may be very happy.
Enjoying with pleasant feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. Because one is always attached to rupa.
Yes.
So one clings, one wants, whatever one wants is rupa. No matter it's wind or sag, rupa.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to the feeling that is derived from that experience too. You like to have pleasant feeling.
But attached. You still want to have rupa.
Yes.
Again and again.
Yes.
Never want to lose any kind of rupa at all.
No.
That's why it is the Kama Vachara Bhumi.
What's that?
The level of citta which goes around with rupa, sensuous object.
Uh-huh.
That plane of existence, Kama Vachara Bhumi.
This plane is very useful for developing Dharma as opposed to some other planes. I mean, in the heavenly planes, is it more difficult? Because
it depends on the accumulation. If you have enough
developed
understanding, you could become enlightened in any plane.
Yes. But the Buddha is always born in this plane of existence, is that right?
In order to propagate his teachings, to help people to understand.
Yeah. But in some of the other, in the heavenly planes, it's not so suitable?
What about the development of our kusala, kamma?
Yes.
Hearing and dana and developing sila.
Yes. Can that not take place in the heavenly planes?
Not as much. Like in heaven, no dana.
No dana?
No beka.
No, I suppose not. No. And they have no animals there either, do they? So because it's...
I don't think about a plane in that sense, because even in this plane of human being, there is also animal kingdom.
Yes.
By that level of citta.
Yes.
So we don't talk about the world of something limited. It depends on...
Right.
Yeah. But I hope there is no... Gikko.
No?
Gikko in heaven. Kanko, Gikko, or the lizard in heaven. Gikko, Gekko, Gekko.
Gekko.
Gekko. And I don't think about the other world too much, because as long as we do not experience yet, why do we think about? What about this moment? It's only guessing and thinking, not experiencing.
Yeah. I suppose it shows the accumulation for guessing and thinking.
That is not my accumulation.
It seems a story that so many want to know other stories, but not their own life.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the TV, yeah. and there are stories that yeah. people, that just the story yeah. of one's.
You like to have such feeling by having such a story. That's why yes. one reads, one watch TV.
Yes.
And one reads newspaper just for that feeling.
Do you think there's any benefit in learning about what's going on in the world?
To have more lobha dosa and feelings, or to understand the moment when citta experiences that object. Because it might be the same, because after seeing there is thinking. After hearing, there is thinking. After reading, after seeing, but while one is reading, there is thinking too.
Yeah.
So it's just this, no matter it's in the book or now.
Newspaper.
Yeah.
It's the same, just yeah. thinking after seeing.
Learn to understand reality, no matter where you are, because you cannot stop the vajja for any kind of vipaka or citta to arise. So altogether, Metta and
the Buddha's path,
and what else that you have printed?
Metta, the Buddha's path, Buddhism in daily life. I printed a new edition.
Yeah.
And the world in the Buddha's sense. Those four I have printed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's four books.
Four books, and it's about I think about 10,000 altogether of all of those four. Usually I print about 2,000 at a time.
So thanks a lot for those readers, and you really help them to know about Buddhism, the real teachings.
Yes. I remember when I had Buddhism in daily life, when I first had it, long time ago, and I went through the bookshops, and I thought it's a shame that this book isn't in the bookshops, because I thought it was such a good book, and I couldn't find anything as good.
Yeah.
And it's nice that now I go into London and I see my book, I see the books there.
In London?
Yeah.
Where?
They sell in Waterstones, in Dillon's. Mm. The big shops in
good.
London. I walk down Charing Cross Road once, near Chinatown, and the book was in the window.
Good, very good.
Which was quite nice.
Yeah. So it's time to print Chetasika, I think.
The next one is the Abhidharma in daily life.
But Cambodian is straight to the development of understanding. Yeah.
Yes.
For those who think that they have to go to some place and develop it. Because it's question and answer about this
the
moment.
Whole thing about this moment. That's what I think that it's probably good to have next, actually.